Joining us on the phone right now are James Norton, and a little later in the conversation, his wife, Becca Dilley, will be talking with us. James is the author, and Becca is the photographer of a new book called Lake Superior Flavors, and it's a field guide to food and drink along the Circle Tour. And James and Becca are the founders of the popular food website Heavy Table, and they have put together this celebration of food and culture around the shores of Lake Superior. Good evening, James.
Oh, hello.
How are you?
Doing very well.
Oh, good. I'm really excited to talk to you. This book came into the studio this week, and I've been picking it up all week, and I can hardly put it down. The whole concept of course, food around Lake Superior, which is our home, is enticing, but also the photography in here is just fabulous, too, so...
Oh, well, thank you so much. We had a lot of fun putting it together.
Now, tell me how how did you think of doing this whole project?
Well, to a large extent, it was an offshoot of an earlier book we did called The Master Cheesemakers of Wisconsin. We put about 7,000 miles on our car driving all around Wisconsin interviewing these certified master cheesemakers, and we were sort of looking around the upper Midwest and thinking, well, where is, another part of the region that has a great story to tell that would lend itself to some epic road tripping? And pretty soon our eyes fell upon Lake Superior. It's just, an amazing body of water, and it's a very distinct and interesting region, and not a lot has necessarily been written about the food of the region. So we thought, well, let's take our oral history approach to research and Becca's photography skills and apply them to a new part of the upper Midwest.
And so you spent how much time putting together this Lake Superior Flavors?
It's been a work in progress for a few years. We had two full circle tours all the way around the lake from Duluth to Superior the long way. And then we came back up to the North Shore a few times and up to the South Shore, I think, two more times. So, those are sort of the miles we put on the vehicle. But we also did, library research and phone interviews and all sorts of other supporting work for the book. And so it hasn't been a full-time job for 3 years, but it certainly consumed our hearts and our minds to a large degree over that period of time.
And it shows so much in the photographs. It's just delightful. So you spend a lot of time around the lake. I imagine there's a lot of similarities and then a lot of differences, too, in the people and the geography, of course, and the food. Is there anything that's really striking that you left the project with?
Well, yeah, no, I think there is common to people all around the lake. I think there is a self-reliance. There's a pragmatism. There's a sort of an elegance or simplicity that really expresses itself in the food, which is kind of the way I like to eat. I'm not a fancy place with a white tablecloth and candles kind of guy. So I really appreciate that there's just a really simple, natural, pared-back kind of aesthetic all around the lake. And then as far as differences go, I mean, I think, North Shore, South Shore, Upper Peninsula, Canada, they really all have their own sort of personalities. Some of them have their own sort of regional spins on what local food means. And I think they all have sort of different relationships with this idea of local food and farmers markets and food as a sense of place. And that really kind of changes as you go around the lake. And that was a fun aspect of the story to explore.
So it's not really a book of recipes. It's not a book it's really about the culture.
That's right. I mean, it's part travel guide. There are some tasting notes. There's a lot of interesting restaurants and purveyors in here. But a lot of it, too, is oral history. It's talking with people who are cheesemakers or brewers or people who smoke fish or roast coffee, people who imbue food with sort of an artisan aesthetic, who make stuff that's just special. It's something that they've spent time really caring about and really working on. So you get a lot of sort of life stories and insights into culture and immigration patterns, as well as a really delicious circle tour that you can take yourself.
WTIP is spending the month of April encouraging folks to come forward with their ideas and visions of sustainability, and we're doing a lot of interviews with different folks and having our local commentators write about sustainability, and this book seems to embrace that philosophy too.
absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, one of the things we dip into is the food of the lake itself, the fish, the whitefish, the lake herring, sort of how those stocks have done historically and what it means to be a fisherman and then what it means to handle the fish out of it after it comes out of the water. And I think it's a really interesting part of the story. And then we also get into the idea of food sheds, which is, you know, to what extent can you locally produce the food that people want to eat? We talked to a really interesting guy who's a farmer in Finland, Minnesota, about sort of the upper Midwestern superior food shed. He's very interested in self-sufficiency and whether that's something that's possible or desirable or attainable, and, you know, how local food plays a role in that. So there's all these kind of stories woven through the book, you know, as well as some great pieces of pie and great places to grab a cup of coffee.
Was that David Abbas?
Yes, that's right.
Okay,
he's
a familiar character to all of us here too. His practices and the things he does are well known to a lot of us on the North Shore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really interesting guy, and his family farm, a Round River farm, is a really magical place. It's a really interesting place.
And David, one of the things that caught my eye in the book, just the unique places and people you came upon, and the one that caught my eye was the Society of St. John Monastery and the Jam Pot Bakery.
Yes.
And it just, I mean, the pictures of that are just amazing here, but maybe you could just share, I mean, because that looks like it was an experience in itself just to get to
that. Yeah, no, it's a really interesting place. I mean, the Keweenaw Peninsula, you're already, it feels like you're two steps away from civilization as you're sort of used to experiencing it. It's a beautiful kind of wild place. And then to, you know, meet these monks who are come out of sort of a Ukrainian branch of the Catholic Church, who are making this really wonderful fruit bread and jams from the local berries and the chocolate truffles and stuff like that. It's something out of a fairy tale. The head of the order there, Father Basil, who we talked to, is just every bit as sort of witty and wise and philosophical as you might have hoped. We had a great long conversation with them and just some delicious, delicious bites of food, too.
And is that something you found just by driving around?
That is something we did some pre-research and talked to people. We actually had a friend who grew up in the UP, and he said, you know, make sure when you're up in the Keweenaw, don't miss the jam monks. And I said, that sounds too intriguing to pass up, so we'll make sure not to miss them. So that was a tip from a friend.
Yeah, and so as I went through the book, I saw a lot of different ones just like this, but that one particularly caught my eye. But there's just the ethnic diversity around the lake must have just been amazing.
It's, that was really a really fun part of the book, too, is just sort of discovering all the different flavors contributed by, you know, different people have immigrated from all over the world and native peoples, Ojibwe as well, but, you know, Italian and Finnish and, you know, just all sorts of other stuff. Kind of people really express where they're from in food. So it's a very fun way to kind of peel away the layers of society and say, well, who lives here and where did they come from?
You know, also, I just, of course, have to put a plug in for our particular area, and I noticed that George Wilkes of the Angry Trout Cafe is in here, and he was just on the show prior to you, which is kind of fun. And you also mentioned Dockside Fish Market, the New Scenic Cafe down the shore, of course, and Nana Bijou, glorious photo of Nana Bijou, and then also World's Best Donuts is on the back cover.
Yes. Yeah, no, they had a lot of fun in your neck of the woods, and you know, I think one of the single best things that we ate on the whole trip was a grilled herring at Angry Trout. And just when the fish is that fresh and that natural, it just it really comes through in the flavor. And, you know, I've eaten sushi in New York and San Francisco and had good fish all over the place. But that really was one of the best pieces of fish I've had anywhere. And it was really a treat to eat it outdoors at the lake right there.
You know, we'd really love to talk to Becca if she's available, but I would really just, you know, ask you to give us some final words about your experience of putting this book together.
I mean, I guess the final words I would have is we just feel lucky to have met all the people we met in the process of writing this book. They're amazing characters, really talented food artisans, and if you pick the book up and read it, you get to meet them too, and I think that's one of the most fun things about it.
Well, it makes me really excited to do a circle tour and have this book with me just to find all the things that you found.
Sounds good. Enjoy.
Thank you so much, James.
Well, thank you, and I'll put Becca on.
Great.
Hello.
Hi, Becca. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. I just want to let folks know that we are speaking with the author and photographer of a book called Lake Superior Flavors. It's a field guide to food and drink along the Circle Tour. And we just spoke with James, the author, and now we're talking with his significant other, Becca Dilley. And Becca, you took all the photographs for this marvelous book.
I did, yes.
They're really glorious, they're enticing, and I think you captured the local flavor of wherever you were.
Oh, well, thank you. I mean, that's the highest compliment I could go for, because we're really, you know, trying to tell stories about the amazing people who are doing some really interesting food things around the lake. And so it was really a pleasure for me to be able to document them and for them to let us, you know, kind of into their world a little bit.
So James said you spent about 3 years taking two circle tours and then some other, you know, side trips back and forth to capture more of what you wanted in the book. Did you have a favorite place or a favorite time or a length of, you know, around the lake that you really enjoyed the most?
Oh, gosh. I mean, the two circle tours we took were at different times of year. One was in October, and the other was right in the middle of summer. And so they were so different, mm-hmm. you know, in terms of what was open and what was there and what was in season and what people were doing, that I don't think it'd be fair to choose one. But that said, we actually did have, you know, a lot of really, really amazing experiences. I mean, I think one of the things we really loved is we had Canadian Thanksgiving in Thunder Bay, which was just an unexpected treat in October we had not been expecting. And I think Jim already talked about the Jam Monks on the Keweenaw, who are incredibly hospitable. My favorite, probably, and it's one of the photos that's on the front cover, too, is we went herring fishing right in Knife River, so not so far from you guys, right at dawn, going out and getting the herring nets. We were in a skiff that was real low to the water. It's just a beautiful way to really experience being on the lake.
Looking at the photos in here, the one that caught my eye was of the Sassy Nanny Farmstead Cheese and Herbster.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
They have all the goats right there. Michael, yeah. And boy, that just looks like it would be an interesting place, I mean, just to come upon.
It's kind of nestled away. And then Michael Stenitis, the cheesemaker, has this lovely little setup, and he gets to really spend a lot of time with the goats. So in the evening, he goes for a walk with them around the woods. He usually brings a martini or something else he's made and goes for a walk so the goats can forage for whatever is in season, which, you know, he says really brings a new flavor to his cheese, and he's making cheese seasonally there from the goat's milk as well. So, yeah, I mean, there were a lot of amazing, amazing little stories like that.
I've got your website in front of me, too. Heavy Table, do two of you compose this website?
Yeah, so Jim is the editor, and I do a lot of the photography, although there's also some other writers and photographers that contribute to it as well, yeah.
And so what do you focus on the website?
Well, it's food and drink of the Upper Midwest, and so most of the food on there is, you know, a day trip usually from the Twin Cities, but we try and get a lot of stuff around the Duluth and North Shore and South Shore area and outstate Minnesota and Wisconsin as well. So they're purveyors. I mean, it's in some ways it's not so different from some of the stories we're trying to tell with Lake Superior Flavors, but it's a little broader, and we kind of do a wider range of restaurants and purveyors and people making things and food news and anything you want to know about food and drink around these parts.
All right. Everybody's favorite things. Yeah. I understand that in July you will be back up in Grand Marais.
That's right. We're doing a book event up there.
Are you doing a book tour, and we're one of the stops along the way? Or
No, you are a destination.
Yay!
So, yeah. We're going to be up in Duluth a little bit earlier than that. I think just this next month. I don't have the date right in front of me, but yeah, we're coming up to Grand Marais. It's just such a perfect place, especially to come, you know, in the summer. And show everyone the book. So.
And I think it's around July 19th that you'll be here. I think it's the weekend of our Grand Marais Art Festival.
Mm-hmm.
And yep.
You'll have to stop by the station.
Yes.
Oh, we absolutely would love to.
And I think you'll be at Drury Lane Books and World's Best Donuts.
Yeah.
Do you have any, I realize this book just came out and no pressure, but do you have any future projects planned?
Oh, gosh, not right now. Since we did our last circle tour, we have had a baby who's about a year old now. So this has been our big project that we've been working on. So we'll just celebrate what we're doing right now and then think about the future a little bit later, I think.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. We're talking with Becca Dilley, along with her husband, James Norton, and this is just released. Is that not correct, Becca?
Yes. It just came out this month. Yep.
A book called Lake Superior Flavors, which will be near and dear to many and most of us up here. It's a field guide to food and drink around Lake Superior, and it's a delightful book. And I really appreciate you taking the time to speak with us about it. Becca, is there anything else that you would want our listeners to know about the book or your experiences or just the philosophy behind it?
Well, you know, it was just really a pleasure to interact with so many people doing such interesting work and really celebrating the food around Lake Superior. You know, they're the people who are doing the bulk of the work, and it was really our pleasure to be able to collect some of their stories into one tome.
Your website is heavytable.com, is that correct?
That's right.
And is there a way that people can access your book? Is there a way that they can order it, or do they have to wait till July when you come up here?
No, it actually should start showing up in bookstores. Okay. So hopefully that's the case in a lot of online. The University of Minnesota Press, who's the publisher, has been great, and you can order it directly through them. And they also, like I said, are distributing to a lot of bookstores. And then you can order it. I believe we have a link on the Heavy Table as well.
Yes, it is. You scroll down a little bit, and there's just a great article with some of the great photographs on there. So thank you so much, Becca. I really appreciate you and James taking the time to talk with us tonight.
It's really our pleasure. Thank you so much for having us.